Thanks for joining us today. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Created to Dream, the six phases God uses to grow your faith. In this series, Pastor Rick helps you recognize and understand the predictable patterns and processes God uses to strengthen your faith and develop your character so you can live the truly extraordinary life He has planned for you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about Pastor Rick's brand new book called Created to Dream. This life-changing book will help you discover and live out the amazing dream God has just for you. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with a message called How to Make Wise Decisions.
You know, in our last session, we looked at the dream phase, which is phase one. It's where it all starts. God gives you a dream for your life. You remember that? And all of a sudden, your eyes open up to see His plan and His purpose for you. But a dream is worthless unless you wake up and go to work on it, unless you make the decision to follow up. You've got to move from phase one into phase two in the six phases of faith. And phase two is the decision phase. It's where you make the decision to go forward on God's dream for your life. Now, God gave Moses a dream of leading the children of Israel out of 400 years of slavery. But Moses had to make the decision to confront Pharaoh. That wasn't easy. God gave Noah the dream of saving the world from rain. But Noah had to make the decision to build the ark. And God gave Abraham the dream of building a brand new nation. But Abraham had to make the decision to leave everything he had, all of his comfort, all of his security, and go out into an unknown place. See, you'll never fulfill God's dream for your life until you press through the decision phase of faith. Now, it's not about making quick decisions. It's about making the right decisions. Quick decisions are easy. That's why they're usually wrong. But it takes a lot of wisdom to be able to make the right decision. So I want to give you today a simple, workable, biblical plan for making wise decisions. Now, whether it's your career or your marriage or your finances or your health or your children or your future, whatever, there are principles in God's Word for making wise decisions. This is going to be a very practical session. Now, here are the steps. Step one in making godly decisions is to pray for guidance. Before you do anything else, you need to get God's perspective on the issue. The Bible says in James 1:5, if any of you need wisdom, you should ask God, and it will be given to you. See, it's God's dream for you, and so it only makes sense to ask Him how to accomplish it. Proverbs 26:26 says, a man is foolish to trust himself, but those who trust God's wisdom are safe. So how do you make safe decisions? Well, safe decisions are very different than stupid decisions. When you make a stupid decision, what do? Well, you probably thought it was the best thing to do, but you need something greater than simple intuition or gut feeling. You need absolute truth on which to base your most important decisions. Some decisions, you just make them in a snap. But on the important decisions of life, you absolutely need God's guidance. So you ask, God, what do you want? Not what do I want? What do you want? You pray for guidance. The second principle for making wise decisions is get the facts. Get the facts. Now, there's no contradiction between faith and fact. In fact, it's wise to find out all you can before you make a decision. The Bible says so. Proverbs 13:16 says, every prudent man acts out of knowledge. In other words, you get the facts. Proverbs 18:13 says this. Look at this verse. How stupid to decide before knowing the facts. Did you know that 90% of all new businesses fail within the first year of their existence? And did you know that of those that make it the first year, 90% fail within the next 5 years? That's a Department of Labor statistic. Now, why is it so many failures? Because they're based on what I call uneducated enthusiasm. People get a great idea, but they don't get the facts. And frankly, it's why a lot of marriages fail too. They're based on uneducated enthusiasm. Let's get married. But they haven't got the facts. You need to ask this question. What do I need to know before I make this decision? It's a very important question to ask. What do I need to know before I make this decision? Now, the third principle for making wise decisions is ask for advice. Once you know what you need to know, you ask for advice. You talk to somebody who's made a similar decision. That's the important thing. Don't go into a business without talking to people who've already gone into that business. Don't go into a marriage without talking to people who've already gone into marriage. Talk to friends who know your strengths and weaknesses. Proverbs 24, verse 6 says, the more good advice you get, the more likely you are to win. So it's wise to get good advice. You know, somebody asked Henry Ford, who was the founder of Ford Motor Company, what is the secret of success? And he said, it's making wise decisions. And so the guy said, well, you know, that's great. How do you make wise decisions? And Ford said, from experience. So then the guy said, so how do you get experience? And Ford said, from making stupid decisions. You know, it's wise to learn from experience, but it's actually wiser to learn from the experiences of other people. I don't have time to learn everything from personal experience. I don't have time to make all the mistakes myself in life. And by the way, you don't either. You can either learn from other people's successes and you can learn from other people's failures, or you'll do it on your own and it takes a whole lot longer. If you're wise, you won't try to learn everything firsthand. You won't try to learn everything by experience. You will ask for advice and you will learn from the experiences of others. It's faster and it's easier on your life. Now, the problem is we'd rather appear wise than actually be wise. See, that it's our ego that gets in the way. We think that we want to look good. And we think that if we ask questions, we'll look like a dunce. But the Bible says the exact opposite. It says wise people are the ones who ask for advice. It's the dunces who don't ask for advice. If you can't ask for advice, you've got an ego problem. You need to deal with it. The Bible says arrogant people are stupid. Why? They're stupid because they're unwilling to be taught. They're unteachable. And if you can't learn from other people, you're never going to succeed in life. Proverbs 20:18 says this, get good advice and you will succeed. So you humble yourself, and here's the next question you ask. Who can I talk to? What do I need to know? Who can I talk to about it? The fourth principle for making wise decisions is to calculate the cost. Calculate the cost. Why is that important? Because every decision you make in life has a price tag. You may not realize it, but every decision you make costs you either time, money, energy. It may cost your reputation. It may cost talent. It may cost resources. There is always an investment to be made, so you've got to count the cost before you make the decision. Proverbs 20, verse 25 says, it is a trap. Listen to this. It is a trap for a man to dedicate something rashly. In other words, impulsively, impetuously, and only later consider his vows. It's a trap to decide without deliberating. It's a trap to make a promise without pondering it first. It's a trap to make a commitment without considering the cost of that commitment. Now, it is okay when people pressure you to make a decision and say, I'll get back to you. That's okay. You see, it's not as important, as I said earlier, that you make a quick decision, but it's that you make the right decision. And so you can say that to others. I'll get back to you on that. You don't have to make the decision on the spot. The right decision has to be an informed decision. Jesus said it like this. Don't begin until you count the cost. For who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there's enough money to finish it? He said, or what king would go to war with another king, against another king, without first sitting down with his counselors to discuss whether his army of 10,000 could defeat the 20,000 soldiers marching against him? This is very important. The next question you ask is this, is it worth it? Is it worth it? And there's always a price tag to every decision. Now, the fifth biblical principle for making wise decisions, when you're trying to decide, is this what I go after now as a part of my dream, is you prepare for problems. Now, you can't anticipate all the problems in advance, but expect the best in faith. Expect God to work in your life. Expect things to happen. Expect the dream to come to reality. But also prepare for the problems that you know are coming, the delays, the difficulties, and the dead ends. Because you know it's part of the phases of faith. Solomon said the same thing in Proverbs 27:12. He said, a sensible man watches for problems ahead and prepares to meet them. Do you do that? He says the simpleton, that means the person who's mindless, who's really pretty naive, never looks ahead and suffers the consequences. If you want to be wise, the wise person recognizes there's going to be problems. There's going to be delays, difficulties, dead ends with every decision, and you prepare for them. There's something wrong with every decision because we live in an imperfect world. That doesn't mean you don't make the decision. It means you go into it with your eyes wide open. And you can't ignore problems just because they're not going to ignore you, by the way. Problems are inevitable. Problems are a part of life. And the wise person prepares for them. Now, here's a big difference. The big difference between preparing for the problem and solving the problem, that's not the same thing. Never confuse the decision-making phase with the problem-solving phase. Problem preparation means I know that one's coming. You don't have to solve in advance. You just have to know it's coming. These are two very different things. If you try to solve all the problems before you make a decision, then that decision isn't going to be made in faith. You're never going to get anywhere because you're never going to get out of the harbor. The boat will stay there. In the decision-making phase of faith, you prepare for the problems, but you don't try to solve them all ahead of time. So now you ask the question, what could go wrong? Very important question. What could go wrong? What are the unintended consequences of this decision? Most people never think that through. And if they happen, if the problem happens, if something does go wrong, what will happen if it does? These are the principles of wise decision making. First, you pray for guidance. Then you get the facts. Then you ask for advice. That's wise. Then you calculate the cost. And then you prepare for your problems. Now, there's one other thing you need to do. You need to face your fears. This is where faith comes in decision-making, because it is fear that is at the root of all your indecision. It is fear that you'll make a mistake. It's fear that you'll fail. It's fear that you'll embarrass yourself, that somebody will reject you. It's fear of commitment that you can't keep. All of these other fears, it's the fear that somebody's going to laugh at you. It is always fear that keeps you from being decisive. Maybe I'm going to make the wrong decision. Now, we don't like to admit it when we're afraid, so we make excuses. Moses did this. Moses had all kinds of excuses. He said, Lord, I can't deliver the people out of Egypt. He said, I can't talk. And when God came to Gideon, Gideon had an excuse. He said, I'm too young. And when God came to Abraham and said, I want to use you, here's your dream. Abraham said, I'm too old. What's your excuse? What is your excuse from not moving from the dream phase into the decision phase of God's dream for your life? You know, some of you are saying right now, I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't have the experience. I don't have the contacts. I don't have the resources. Or you're making up if-onlys. If only I were married. If only I was unmarried. If only I were older or younger. If I were in another country. If it was another year. And you've got all these excuses that have kept you stuck in the dream phase and never moving the decision. You say, if I were smarter, it's the fear that keeps you from making the decision that God wants you to make. Now, let me give you a verse that's specifically for those of you who are paralyzed at phase two. Ecclesiastes 4:11. It's one of my favorite verses. It says this, if you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. Isn't that the truth? Perfectionism paralyzes potential. God has always used imperfect people in imperfect situations with imperfect tools at imperfect times to get his will done. Always. God has never used perfect people because there aren't any. And if you're waiting for the perfect person to come along, friend, they're not coming. And if you're waiting for the perfect situation, for things to be just right or certain things have to, you've got to get over before you really get committed to Christ, it isn't going to happen. The basic commitments of life, listen to this, the basic commitments of life must be made in the middle of the stuff of life, in imperfect situations, because life goes on. You will never have a perfect time to do what God wants you to do. You must overcome the fear. How do you do that? What's the antidote to your fear? The answer is faith. Romans 8:31 says this, if God's for us, who can be against us? You know, in other words, you can trust God and you can start moving in spite of your problems, in spite of your fears, in spite of your doubts. The secret is that you move against your fear. Now listen, this is really important. If you want to overcome the fear that's paralyzed your potential and the perfectionism, which is really fear, you do the thing you fear the most. You move against the fear. The fear is not going to vanish by excuses or anything else. It only vanishes when you act against it. And when you step into the Jordan River, then the river parts. If you know it's God's will and God has given you a dream, you make the decision and you move against the fear and you watch the Red Sea open up and you watch the manna be provided and you watch do the miracle in that relationship or that project or that problem, whatever it is, and you give glory to God. You say, well, what do you do when you don't have the faith to do it, Rick? Here's what you do. You do it anyway. When I don't have the faith to do something, I just go ahead and do it. As though I had the faith. And you know what happens? I get the faith. You just do it anyway. You do it in spite of your fear. Every major decision that we've made at Saddleback Church, I was scared to death to do when we made it. But I happen to believe that your life should be dominated by what God wants you to do, not by your fears. So here's the ultimate question. What am I afraid of? What is limiting me? Fear is a self-imposed prison. Now, these five life-changing questions and steps to good, godly decision-making can be used in every area of your life. Now, the first decision you need to make before any of others, and I hope most of you have already made this, but if you haven't, this is the time to do it, is to commit your life to Christ and to become a part of his family, which is called the church. If you haven't done that, what are you waiting on? You say, well, I just haven't decided. Not to decide is to decide. You need to commit your life to Christ. Then the second decision you need to do is you need to commit to the habits that are going to help you grow spiritually. You need to get into the Word of God. You need to get into a church family. You need to get into a small group. You need to get on your knees and talk to God. Don't be wishy-washy. Don't be lukewarm. Don't be a shallow believer. Go head on. Be all that God wants you to be. Squeeze out of life everything He wants you to squeeze out of it. Now, the third decision you need to make is the decision to use your talents and your gifts and your abilities in serving God and others. You know, some of you have been sitting on the bench for who knows how long. It's time to get in the game. And the fourth decision that you need to make, life-changing decision, is to begin to share the good news with other people. You know, whenever I get discouraged, I start telling people about Jesus. Why? It's the secret of joy. Once you know the good news, you become a carrier, you become a messenger, you become an ambassador. And then there's another life-changing decision you must make, and that is to discover and fulfill God's purpose for your life, living a life of glory to God, a life of worship. Now, what decision do you need to make? I want to urge you. No, let me say it this way. I want to implore you. I beg you to do something great with your life for Jesus' sake. Don't waste your life. Don't live a life of mediocrity. Don't drift through life. Don't just exist. You make the decision that you're going to determine to follow Christ hard. And that will determine your destiny, not just on earth, but for eternity. Let's pray together. Father, I know that there are many people out there who are stuck at phase two. They have a dream, but they've been afraid to make the decision. Lord, you don't want us to be impulsive. You're not interested in quick decisions. You're interested in wise decisions. Help us to practice these steps that you've given to us from your word to pray for guidance. Help us to get the facts. Lord, there's some people in the study right now who need to go out and get facts about a job, get facts about a business, get facts about a ministry, get facts about an education or marriage or some other major decision of life. Help us to be humble, to ask for advice, to not try to pretend we know it all, but to learn it all and to be willing to ask questions and to receive guidance. Jesus, you told us to calculate the cost of following you. And Lord, we know that when we come and say yes to you, we give up everything we've got, and then we never had it so good. And that you more than repay. We could never repay what you've done for us and what you've planned for us in heaven. Help us to prepare for problems, not to try to solve them all in advance. Lord, there's some people who are stuck at this stage. They're trying to solve all the problems before they make the decision. Help them to not confuse decision-making and problem-solving. Father, every one of us have secret fears that hold us back, that hinder us. Fears of giving all our time, giving all our money, giving all our reputation, giving all of our energy to you. Help us to realize that those fears are from Satan, and that, Lord, you will overcome them, and it is the truth that sets us free, and there is no fear in love. May we make wise decisions this week. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this message or would like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today. But first, God has a dream for your life that's far bigger than anything you could ever dream or think up on your own. If you want to discover and fulfill God's dream for your life, you're going to want to get Pastor Rick's brand new book called Created to Dream. Here's Rick to tell you more.
Would you like to live an extraordinary life? One where you make a lasting contribution that serves God and blesses others? A life where you use all your skills and abilities and talents to pursue your dreams? Well, guess what? God wants you to live that life. In fact, He created you to live a life of significance as you pursue the dream that God has placed in your heart. But you know, a lot of people get bogged down and discouraged before they ever reach their dream. They can't understand why there are delays and difficulties, and so they doubt their dream, and they even doubt God. That's why I've written a new book called Created to Dream, The Six Phases God Uses to Grow Your Faith. It explains the process that God uses to deepen your faith as He moves you step by step closer to the dream He's given you. And when you understand these six phases of faith, you'll be able to see what God is doing. You go, oh, I get it. I understand what He's doing. You'll be able to say, right now I'm in phase four or phase six or phase two of God's process. This is going to keep you encouraged and hopeful when you hit obstacles and suffer setbacks that are inevitable in moving toward your dream. And it'll help you cooperate with God's plan to grow your faith as you fulfill your dream. You're going to begin to live an extraordinary life. You know, the truth is, we're all just ordinary people. But when ordinary people pursue the dream God has for their life, they become extraordinary.
God's inviting you to pursue the dream he's put in your heart. Let me help you do that. Let me help you learn more about that. I'd like to send you a copy of Created to Dream, the 6 phases God uses to grow your faith. When you give a gift today to help Daily Hope, share the hope of Jesus with people around the world. Thank you for your partnership in this worldwide ministry.
Created to Dream is one of the most important messages Pastor Rick has ever taught. That's why right now, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take God's Word to the whole world, we'll send you 2 copies of this life-changing new book. That's one for you and one to share with a friend who needs to know God really does have a dream for their life. Just go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.